You're listening to a PFE Network podcast. Podcast for everyone. Podcast for all people of all ages.
The following podcast contains content not suitable for younger audiences. Viewer discretion is advised.
Carry on my wayward son. There'll be peace when you are done. Lay your weary head to rest. Don't you cry no more.
You're listening to the FPS Freaks Podcast, your weekly gaming podcast for all gamers. In this week's episode, Tyler will be talking about next-gen consoles, the Wii U sales in January, the Crysis 3 beta. Also, we will be talking about the Unreal Engine 4, and in Minecraft Madness, we will be talking about Title Update 9. So get ready for Episode 17 and Season 3 of the FPS Freaks Podcast. So what is up, guys? It is me, Tyler, here, and you guys are listening to the FPS Freaks Podcast. So where do I even begin? Me and Austin, we started taking a break a little bit, and I actually have some sad news to tell you. So you're gonna hear this sad music come in right here, and it's a sad time for the FPS Freaks Podcast. Basically, if you don't remember, in the last episode of the show, Austin, he said something, and actually, it's quite sad what happened. Basically, what happened was, if you recall, in the last three episodes, we had forgotten Minecraft Madness, and Austin was really, that really affected him. He really liked Minecraft Madness, and him forgetting it, it caused him to do some crazy things. And actually, right here, I'm gonna play you guys a snippet of the episode to show you what Austin actually said he was going to do. So just listen real quick to a little bit of episode 16 of the FPS Freaks Podcast. So yeah, if you guys were listening last week, you obviously know that me and Austin forgot to record Minecraft Madness, and we apologize for that.
I swear, if I forget Minecraft Madness, I'm killing myself.
So that's right, guys, you heard it. Me and Austin were on the Great Geek Debate last week, and after that, we mentioned it, and he actually did go home and he hung himself. So yeah, very sad times here at the FPS Freaks Podcast, but you know what, the show must go on. I've tried some things to, you know, help me get over Austin's death, but I started watching a lot of Supernatural, and I think I found a way to save him. And I think it might have actually ended up working. And so if it worked, I believe, I think I just actually heard Austin come in. Austin, are you here?
Yeah.
So that is right, ladies and gentlemen. Austin is back from the dead. Now, I did have to make a deal for my soul, though.
Austin's so sexy!
I had to make a deal for my soul, so we're gonna have to cut this season a little short. The deal was only 10 episodes, so you know what? We will be going until episode 27 on this season. Then we're going to have to cut it a little short and probably have to work up a couple more deals with some demons. But Austin, how's it feel to be back?
I don't know.
Haven't been back very long.
I don't have feelings in my legs.
So, dude, needless to say, we're not going to forget Minecraft Madness.
No, we are not.
So, yeah, it's good to have you back, dude.
I'll kill myself again.
It was pretty terrible that you were dead for, you know, all that 5 minutes or whatever. let's just cut the chit-chat and let's get right into the freaking podcast. We have probably right about an hour to record now, so let's get right in the show. So, Austin, we're going to start this off with the good old what you've been playing. So, dude, what have you been playing this week?
Okay, so let's say I've been
playing... Well, wait, you haven't been playing anything.
Right.
You're dead.
Oh, yeah, there was
what
this one thing.
What did you play? What did you play in the afterlife?
I played with fire. And I played with some torches, and I kind of burned myself a couple of times.
So you were playing Minecraft?
Yeah.
So, okay, so is that really, have you been playing Minecraft?
Yeah, I've been playing that.
Yeah. All right, so for me, I've been playing, Black Ops 2. Yesterday, I started playing some Halo 4 and some MW3 because, well, I mean, listen to this. Okay, you guys are going to think this is crazy, but I was in a boosting lobby. I was in a boosting lobby with some people. All right. I'm not going to lie. I was in a boosting lobby with some people, and I was going to boost because I wanted to get my SMGs diamond and everything. That was the only reason I was going to boost. Well, one of my friends comes in, and, you know, he's wanting to boost with me. Well, he doesn't have another controller, so he can't boost. Well, he gets mad, and he goes and reports the whole lobby of people for boosting. Well, I end up stop boosting. You know, I'm like, oh, whatever, dude. He's not going to be able to boost, so I'm not going to boost anymore. So I left the lobby, but I still got reported for boosting. And so I got banned for 6 days on Call of Duty Black Ops, and I got reset. So till next Thursday, I will not be able to play Black Ops. I'll be playing some Halo 4. And then also I got reset, so I'm going to try and call Treyarch and work something out and maybe at least get my level back. Because I was level 12, 5th prestige, and I did all that legit and everything, so it really makes me mad that I got reset and everything. So that's my story for the week. I've just been having a terrible last couple of weeks. If you guys, If you listen to the episode of the Geeks Debate podcast that me and Austin did last week with Ryan, you'll have heard my story about me getting DDoSed and, you know, sending that kid to jail. But I just haven't been having a good couple of weeks. Some good things did happen, you know. It was my birthday, so I'm now 16, and I have a vehicle.
No more music playing.
Yeah, the music's gone. But yeah, that's really all I've been doing this week. I've been having a decent week, but without further ado, let's get into the news. So yeah, let's get into the news. All right, so in the news this week, we are going to be talking about some next-generation consoles, and the first thing we are looking about is this rumored PlayStation 4 controller. Now, the rumored version, it looks a lot like the regular PlayStation 3 controller. I think there's a touch screen has been added, put into place instead of the standard start and select buttons. But it's a little bit too small to be on the gameplay level of an iPad or a Wii U gamepad. But it might have some significance. But really, it just looks like your standard PlayStation 3 controller. There's nothing really. It is just a rumor, but it's nothing really different. But the next thing that we're going to talk about here is the next PlayStation console will reportedly stream PlayStation 3 games. So, with the announcement of the next PlayStation right around the corner, rumors and leaks have already started to circulate in the anticipation of the February 20th event. Meanwhile, the Wall Street Journal has announced that it believes the Sony's next console will be able to stream PlayStation 3 titles off the cloud. According to the Wall Street Journal, Sony's new console will stream old games over the internet using technology from a company Sony acquired last year. This means that the PlayStation 4 won't have the same backwards compatibility issues that the PS3 struggled with. Last year, Sony announced that it had purchased cloud-based gaming company Gaikai for over $380 million. So this seems to line up. We'll be excited to get confirmation all on February 20th, which is when we will hopefully be getting the next PlayStation. We will be getting the next PlayStation announced. So I think let's go into a discussion here.
Well,
I think that making the PlayStation 4 making it being able to stream PlayStation 3 games off the cloud will definitely be a good thing, to do because. Like it says there, it won't have that backwards compatibility issue,
Yeah, and like what we talked about before on the what was it called? Geeks Debate. We talked about how if the system came out before the next Xbox, it's probably going to be the most played, just like what happened, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, yeah. You'll just have to listen to that episode.
Yeah, it's kind of, we don't want to go into detail about that again. That was like half the whole episode was all of that discussion just yeah. sat there.
That was the whole thing. But really, I mean, it's, you know, it's just a couple of days until we get this, until, you know, PlayStation has their big press conference, and we'll hopefully announce the PlayStation 4. I think that it is about time, you know, I've said this on the Geeks Debate, it is about time for the next generation consoles to come out. It is about time for us to move into what I believe is the 7th or 8th generation of gaming consoles. I think that the PlayStation 4 is probably going to end up being out before the next Xbox.
Even if it is, I'm still getting an Xbox instead of PlayStation 4.
I honestly don't know, because I'm at a standstill here. I'm really aggravated. I'm probably going to keep my Xbox, but I might get the PlayStation 4 just to, you know, have it. Anything else you want to talk about for the PlayStation 4, Austin? There's really nothing I have. All we can really say is that the PlayStation 4 is going to come out eventually, and we might know, we might have it announced on February 20th, and we will probably talk a little bit more about that on next week's episode of the podcast, because that is one thing that we're starting to do here in Season 3, is we're going to have an episode every week. I know that's something that we've been needing to do. We're going to start having an episode every week. We talked about this last week.
We did.
Yeah, we're going to start having an episode every week now. 1 week, me and Austin will be in the same room, and another week, me and Austin, on the other weeks, me and Austin will be
in separate studios.
In separate studios recording, because of, you know.
The studios, I mean my bedroom.
But we'll be in different areas. So is it, but the PlayStation 4 will probably have confirmation about that. By next week's episode, and we are definitely going to be talking more about that and more about the next-gen consoles in the later episodes in this season. So, the next thing that we are talking about is the Wii U sales in January. The Wii U sales were rough in January. So, January's NPD numbers are in, and it was historically rough for Nintendo. They estimate that the system moved between 45,000 and 59,000 units for the month. These figures are especially noteworthy, as they mean the Wii U had a worse month than the Xbox 360 or the PlayStation 3 have had in their entire existence. It's obviously not great news for Nintendo, but the publisher seems aware of the problem. Recently, Nintendo Direct streams have address the lack of excitement, and they hope for a strong 2013 with the new virtual console support and the announcement of big games like Mario, Mario Kart, and a Legend of Zelda Wind Waker remake. So, let's talk about this, dude. The Wii U, it looked to be really, really cool.
It did look like it would be really cool.
It looked like it was going to be a really cool console, and I was actually thinking about buying it.
What
happens is, okay, people were expecting the Wii U to have better graphics than the PlayStation or the 360, and
that's where they went wrong.
Well, no, it's not that. It needed to have better graphics, because honestly, the Wii U, all right, it is an 8th generation console. The Wii U is the only, next generation console. That is the only next generation console out, on the market. That's the only 8th generation console. The only other 8th generation, thing is the handhelds, like the 3DS and the PS Vita. Those are all 8th generation. But the Wii U is an 8th generation thing. And it's not even better than the 7th generation consoles, all right? That's where they messed up, and that's what it is. These graphics aren't even as good. They're on par. And for those of you who don't know what that means
it's like an old type of game, I guess.
They're on par. It means that they're like competing with each other. They're not like this one's totally obviously better. It's like the Wii U's graphics may be better than PlayStation 3, but more than likely, I mean, it's the graphics aren't any better than Xbox 360 or the PlayStation 3. So it's just a fail for Wii to know that this 8th generation console is not even better than the 7th generation. Now, the thing that was cool, was that it had that touchpad, that whole little touchpad thing. That was going to be cool. I thought that was going to change it and make it really cool. I had faith in the Wii U. Everybody else didn't. I had faith in the Wii U. I guess I shouldn't have had faith because, I mean, it's really a waste of your $300.
Yeah, like, I really expected it to be really good. If I still had my Wii and everything, I probably would have gotten the Wii U, which I actually do still have my Wii, but I never play it because I kind of lost a couple of cords. But Nintendo, if you really want to make a really great gaming console, I think it's time to take your Wii Remote and hit a home run. So, yeah.
It's really, I mean, it's not, it's really bad for Nintendo. And another thing, this is more on the political type thing, but since the Wii U has come out, I just want to look at something. We'll continue with the podcast and then I'll come back. One thing I want to look at is just Nintendo's overall stock. Because generally when you see someone, a company such as Nintendo that has a product that they put all this money into and they fail, normally you'll see like a drop in their stock. And I want to see if it hurt them, Nintendo company.
I mean, the way the Wii U looks, it looks like a DS. Really cool. And it looks good.
They plummeted.
Did they really?
Yeah, they did. I mean, they're down to $11.39 for a share.
That is bad.
Well, look, this is we'll look at the last 3 months, all right? This is the 3 months. This is the start. That's December and then January. And look, it just goes down. So yeah, it affected them. All right.
Badly.
So Nintendo is, you know, they're going down. They're just gonna have to recover from this Wii U. I don't know, problem. I guess I could say. I don't know what it is. I mean, it's just they're just gonna have to fix it. Whatever it is, it's just they can't afford it. I mean, I know they have a lot of money, but It depresses me to know that this 8th generation console did that bad. But let's move on to the next thing that we want to talk about, because let's get through this. We need to get through this news fairly quick.
3 million downloads on the Crysis 3 multiplayer beta.
Yes, and speaking of which, Crysis 3, I'm going to check on a GameStop real quick to see when Crysis 3 comes out. But Crysis 3, it probably says in this article, Crysis 3 comes out, on February 19th. So Crysis 3 comes out on February 19th, which is just a couple days away. And it's the Crysis 3 multiplayer beta got 3 million downloads. Now, Crysis 2, I don't even know how many people downloaded it, but I know it wasn't 3 million people. That is, I mean, 3 million downloads for a beta is crazy. I don't even think I've ever heard of that.
Now, the Crysis 2 game, I didn't really like the multiplayer of Crysis 2 very much, but I did love the story mode. Now, if they could have given just like a small sample of the story mode in the beta, that would have been cool. But
yeah, Crysis have always had good story modes and everything. But the multiplayer I've actually always liked. I played the beta, and it was really fun. You got to use the bow and some cool stuff. It was a really fun game. And actually, I am going to buy it because I'm going to need something to play while I'm banned on Black Ops 2. So, probably Tuesday, I'm going to be heading to GameStop, Walmart, somewhere to go get Crysis 3. And I'll let you guys know how it is, because it seems to be a really good game. I have faith in the Crysis series. I used to have faith in the Call of Duty series, but they got on my bad side. But yeah, the 3 million downloads, the main thing that we, the reason why we want to talk about this is because 3 million downloads, that's 3 million people. That's crazy. And I'm not sure if the beta is still open. Like, I don't know if it's still open, but that is the music. So, me and Austin are going to take a quick break. We're going to let you guys listen to some music. We would normally have commercials, but we don't have those made just yet. So, you guys listen to some of this music, and we will be right back. Return, Tyler and Austin will talk about Unreal Engine 4. They will also talk about Title Update 9 for Minecraft for 360, and they will also talk about the Ouya. So thank you guys for listening to the first half of the FPS Freaks Podcast, Episode 17, and we will be back right after this short break. Sure to check out some of our sponsored groups, such as the Duke Squad. You can follow them on Twitter at MC in the House. Also, you can check out Viln Gaming at VILN Gaming on Twitter. Be sure to hit those guys up. They are great people, and I'm sure they would love to play with you on Xbox for the Duke Squad and PS3 for Viln Gaming. So you guys have a great day, and hope you enjoy the rest of the podcast. Don't forget to check out the FPS Freaks on Twitter at FPS Freaks. You can also like the Facebook page, facebook.com/FPS Freaks. If you like this episode, write us a review on iTunes. Just search FPS Freaks Podcast. You can also check out the FPS Freaks on YouTube at youtube.com/FPS Freaks Podcast. Also, any feedback that you would like to send to Tyler or Austin, you can send that to tyler@podcastsforeveryone.net. We'll be right back. You can also check out the Duke Squad on YouTube at youtube.com/mcinthehouse. Guys, we are back. So there was a lot of branding in that song because I didn't realize how long that song was, but it gave me a good idea to put in little brands for all our sponsor groups and stuff, and we might start doing that instead of commercials. Let us know how you like that. You can tweet us at FPS Freaks with the hashtag FPS Freaks Podcast, or you can email me at Tyler@podcastsforeveryone.net. So if you guys like that, let me know. Also, if you like this show, you can write us a review on iTunes. Just search up FPS Freaks. So yeah, when we left off, we were talking about the Crysis 3 beta, and now we're going to move on, and we're going to talk about NCSoft licensing the Unreal Engine 4. So Epic Games announced on February 14th that it had entered a long-term deal with Korean MMO publisher / developer for the use of its next-gen game engine. Unreal Engine 4 is an extremely fascinating engine in terms of, you know, efficiency and performance, said the NCSoft chief product officer James Bay, which was via press release. He says, "We plan to release our best game ever using our Unreal Engine 4 expertise and the new state-of-the-art Unreal Engine 4 tools. NCSoft has yet to reveal what projects will use Unreal Engine 4 or how many games the deal covers, but given the long development cycle for MMOs, any games using the UE4 are surely still unannounced. NCSoft has a long history of using Epic's engines in its Korean developed games, from Lineage 2 through the upcoming Blade and Soul. The company's games have almost always been on the cutting edge of graphics for their time, and this move should help them retain the that distinction moving forward." So this makes me wonder, them, you know, having the Unreal Engine 4, if not Gears of War Judgment, but the next Gears of War title will be on Unreal 4.
Well, is Gears of War Judgment not going to be on there?
I don't believe that Gears of War Judgment will be on Unreal 4, considering it is already practically made.
Oh, okay.
That game is set to release in just a couple of months, I believe. I'm going to check real quick. Yeah, Judgment is set to release. I mean, they're doing pre-orders for it, so it's set to release fairly soon. Which, that game looks like a good game, but this Unreal Engine 4, you know, especially for next-gen consoles, is going to be pretty sick, I have to believe, because you have to agree. You may not like Gears of War, but I know you like Gears of War. Gears of War games have always had this, I don't know.
Feel
it's
to them.
They've always had amazing graphics.
They have always had really, really great graphics. And
really
the gameplay is
graphics.
Great as well.
Yeah. And by the way, Gears of War Judgment comes out on March 19th, which is a month from this Tuesday. So it's exactly a month from Crysis 2.
Three.
Yeah, Crysis 3, I'm sorry. But yeah, but the Unreal 4, I mean, God, dude, I just can't even imagine what Unreal 4 will be like.
Well, Gears of War 3 had some pretty great graphics. I'm going to have to say
Gears of
that
War
right
3
now.
Had amazing graphics.
It really
they,
did. Now,
they
Unreal
were not great.
Engine
they were amazing.
4,
Unreal 4, I mean,
it's like it's just a whole step up.
I can't even think about it. It's my eyes will not be able to comprehend. It'll be like Halo 4. It'll be like Halo 4. It was so good it looked bad. I don't know. Did you have that problem? Like at first when you saw Halo 4,
it really
you didn't
looked
think the graphics
so amazing.
You didn't
that
think that the graphics looked that good, but then after you played for a while, you're like, dude, these graphics are amazing.
Yeah, it's like...
You just after you adjusted, but that first... That time until you adjusted, you're like, dude, what the heck? Like, yeah. You just didn't know what to think. Was like, the little problem. It was...
Yeah, like, at first, you're just like, dude, I really expected way more better graphics from this game.
Next but then, day, like...
Dude, these graphics are just amazing.
You didn't know what to think.
You just didn't. You were too shocked about
the
graphics.
Just in shock. You don't know, you know, what... I don't know exactly. It was just they were so good that they were bad, is what I always said, but...
I kind of need to face the mic more, because I ain't being so
loud.
Yeah,
you're kind of out of the mic, but,
Dude, look at this picture.
Call of Duty Brown Boss.
Oh, all right. Wow.
So, yeah.
Someone's not
That
a
is
fan.
It for the news.
Really?
That is it for the news. So now
we,
it is
we
time...
We must move on to
now
Minecraft
it is time for
modus.
The long...
What? What?
Or well, not long. Now it is time for the highly anticipated season 3 premiere of
Minecraft
Madness.
Yes, thank you. I thought
all
we were
right,
going
so,
to something else besides all right, that.
So now, at this time, Minecraft Madness. Minecraft Madness! All right, guys, so now it is time for Austin's favorite segment of the show,
I'm
Minecraft
not
going to
kill myself
Madness.
Again because we're actually doing it. Yay. Minecraft Anyways, Madness. All right, let's go up. Let's pull up the 4J Studios Twitter account.
All right,
4J else.
Studios Twitter
now,
is coming up.
I've already been on 4J Studios Twitter account like 3 times today because yep. I was excited for this moment. And here it is. I shall bask in its glory.
It is coming up. So the first thing, let's talk
first
about.
First things first.
Spawn eggs.
Spawn eggs are
spawn eggs.
Officially announced to be in TU9 spawn or eggs. Update 1.1.
Yep.
And well, TU9, it's either that yep. or equal to 1.1.
TU9, yep.
And well, they've announced that they will be in there. They've posted a picture and they said something about the end world. They have changed it up. It's not going to be like PC version end world. It's going to have the Ender Dragon and everything in it like that, but it's not going to be the same. It's not going to be like Java version. I don't know what it's going to be like. They have not announced anything or released any pictures for it, so there's no telling what the end is going to look like. Plus, the other thing is that some people originally thought that they were just planning on releasing the end world in the next update. Well, now they're adding end world, spawn eggs, and apparently many more.
Yeah.
So
and they're also, it says on their Twitter, that they're fixing this glitch where if you throw an ender pearl and before it touches anything, you quit the game and crashes, something like that. There's some crash thing that...
No, I haven't had that problem yet.
I haven't had it either, but of course I haven't played Minecraft since the freaking update came out, so...
But also, I realized this today. I don't know if they made it like this or if this was a bug, considering it's not like this in PC. But in PC, when you throw an Eye of Ender up, it'll lead you to, like closer to the end portal. Yeah,
but there's no Eye of Enders yet. There's
yes,
just
there is.
Ender Pearls.
There's Eye of Enders.
Oh.
You must not have played in a while.
Yeah,
but anyways, but when you throw the Eye of Ender up, it won't come back down. It just disappears. But in PC, it falls down and you can pick it back up. Either that or I mainly do it on creative mode and that's what happens.
That's probably
creative.
What it is.
Yeah, probably. But, yeah, it still seems like it's going to be fun.
They also said on their Twitter page that in TU9, if you have a spawn egg going through a dispenser, that mobs will spawn. If you launch a spawn egg from a dispenser. And you can shoot fire charges from a dispenser, too.
Oh,
in
so
TU9.
Now you can make a flamethrower or something?
Yeah, I guess you could kind of make a flamethrower. I don't know.
Sounds pretty cool. It's like, boom. Now, I do think they should kind of have a bit of an early release for this, considering I'm not sure what all was in this update for PC. But they had an update for PC a while back. And they released fireworks. Now, I was thinking that that's something they should do for Xbox sooner, considering I really thought that was a good idea.
When is this new update scheduled to release?
What,
do you know
fireworks?
Yet? No, the TU9.
TU9 has no release date. I did read in the Twitter tweet that they have, blah, blah, blah. They said that there's much to do.
Might be coming out next month.
It might come out next month. It might come out month after next. But they said there's much to do, and it will not be out in February. So if you were hoping for it this month, yeah, don't get your hopes up. I'm sorry, guys. It won't be out this month. Unless they just, like, instantly become all magical little elves and fairies and say, oh, we're going to make it now. Yay.
Yeah, it's not going to happen.
No.
So, yeah, that's pretty much it for TU9. But, Austin, what have you been doing in Minecraft? There's something new that's coming to Minecraft, and it's called This Week in Minecraft. So what have you been doing this week in Minecraft?
I don't know, but for some reason I just bit the mic.
I saw that. Trying not to talk about it.
Okay. Anyways, really, I've mainly been playing on a world with a couple of friends where it's just like four of us, and it's only us four. And two of us, like, we're each on teams. It's two on two, and you have to build your own house, and you gotta try to stay away from others. So it's sort of like Hunger Games, yet you have unlimited lives. So yeah. If you die, you're like, they're allowed to take all your stuff, blah, blah, blah. And I mainly have not been doing very much in creative, which is kind of weird. I don't know why, but creative just seems a little bit boring to me, considering everything else I did in Minecraft was all legit. Except for when I get bored and want to build an epic Minecraft house in creative with friends. But, yeah. And that's mainly it. What about you, Tyler? Oh, wait, you haven't played it.
I haven't done anything in Minecraft, actually.
Yes, because you're in no life.
Yeah.
On Call of Duty Black Ops, which you can't play for 6 days. What?
Yeah.
I warned you, too. Do not boost, and you will get banned.
I quit. I quit.
You got the nuclear medal by boosting.
Oh, yeah. I got that. Okay, but when you said, you know, after you gave me a hard time about boosting, I went legit, okay? And then I did this one boosting lobby, and I didn't even do it. I quit.
I went into a boosting lobby, but I was the one killing the boosters.
Yeah, you were booster busting.
Yep. Boost busters!
So, I think that has been it for Minecraft Madness.
Yeah, I guess it's kind of short lately.
This is actually turning out to be a short episode. I mean, it's almost 40 minutes, and we're pretty much bringing it to a close.
Yeah. We get, like, one more thing to talk about.
We have one more topic to talk about, and that is the ooh yeah. Ooh yeah! So, yeah, that is the... We have the ooh yeah, and this is going to bring us into this week's breakdown. So, yeah. All right, guys, now it is time for the breakdown. Basically, what this is where me and Austin start winding down and bringing the episode to a close. So, yeah.
Goodbye, everybody.
So, in the breakdown segment, we are going to be talking about the ooh yeah. So, for those of you that do not know, the Ouya is a gaming console that runs off of Android 4.1 Jelly Bean. It is set to release.
Did you say Jelly Bean?
Yeah, Android 4.1 Jelly Bean. So the Ouya came out on December 28th, 2012 for the developers. It's coming out next month, March 2013, for the people that helped it on Kickstarter.
Hackers, welcome.
And it comes out in June 2013. For retail, basically it runs on Android 4.1 Jelly Bean, and it runs on NVIDIA has a NVIDIA Tegra 3 chip with a 1.7 gigahertz quad core ARM Cortex A9 CPU with 8 gigabytes of internal flash memory, 1 gigabyte of RAM. It has HDMI display up to 1080p. The graphics is an NVIDIA ULP GeForce. With one USB 2.0 and one micro USB for a connection to PC. It has a wireless controller, and it can connect through Bluetooth, Ethernet, and Wi-Fi. It is a 75-millimeter cube. Now, the Ouya is only...
It's a square.
It's just a little cube. It's really little. And the... I'm sorry. The Ouya is only $99 for the US.
Wait, 2.95 inches?
2.95, yeah, 2.95 inches. Sorry. That's really little.
That is very little.
But the Ouya, it's kind of a cool concept. It runs off Jelly Bean, which is Android, and you really get a lot for your money. And, you know, $99, all games are free to try. It's gaming console designed for your TV. All the games are free to try. You download them. And then you get, you know, this controller and all this great stuff that comes with this $100 for your Ouya. But I think, you know, they say hackers are welcome. So it's going to be really easy to hack. All the screws open with your regular screwdrivers. So everything is really, it seems, you know, really hacker friendly. So you're going to be able to hack this really freaking easily. And they don't care. It even said somewhere on their Kickstarter thing, I think, that if you wanted their concept design, that you could ask for it and they would maybe give it to you.
Yeah, probably give it to you. Yeah, we'll probably give
said,
it to you.
They said, we just might give it to you. It's like, really? Because,
exactly,
I mean...
Exactly what's a concept design, because I have no
the
clue.
The design, like...
the way it shapes and stuff?
No, not... it says on their Kickstarter thing. But it's basically the design for it. It's just, it's... Everything. It's really cool. This is a really cool system, and it's really cheap. Also, you're going to get Twitch on it. Minecraft's going to be there.
Oh, that's
yeah,
cool.
Minecraft's going to be on there.
Wait. Which version of Minecraft? Pocket Edition?
It'll probably be like the Pocket Edition, but it's going to... Also, the people that helped it on Kickstarter get a limited edition console, which is pretty cool. But it started as a Kickstarter project, and they needed $950,000 to get this started. And you're not going to believe how much they actually raised. They only needed, like, around $1 million. And they had 63,416 people back it. So they had 63,416 people support the Ouya. And $8 million, or $8,596,474 million were pledged to the Ouya. So they raised way more than they needed. So I really think that the Ouya is going to do great. I wish everyone with Ouya to the best of luck. And probably when I get my next paycheck, I'm going to probably put some money aside for the Ouya. I don't know about you, Austin, but...
I'm kind of broke right now.
I could see myself potentially buying the Ouya.
I actually do kind of want the Ouya, not just because you can hack it and all, but I'm probably going to find a couple ways to do that.
I think that it says, you know, all games are free to try. Well, like me having my jailbroken phone, for things that are free to try, you can take a free trial and turn it into a full game.
Yeah.
Stop. So, yeah, like, you can pretty much get your free trials and probably turn them into a full game. So that is it. That is pretty much the episode. I don't really have anything else to say. What about you, Austin?
No, not really.
So, sorry that this episode is a little short. We are kind of crunched for time. And also, we just, it all kind of came together right at the last minute, this episode did. So, I hope you guys had a good time listening to this episode. I had a good time, you know,
by
recording
the way,
this
I
episode.
I missed you all.
Me and Austin, we're going to say before we close up that we are glad to be back. We are going to be coming at you with an episode every week, and putting out a good 10 episodes, so we should be ending at episode 27. If ever there is any time we cannot put out an episode, we will let you know on our Twitter, which is at FPS Freaks. You can pretty much check that out for everything that you need to know about the FPS Freaks podcast. Please use our hashtags, and this is one thing, use our hashtags. Hashtag FPS Freaks Podcast and hashtag what you've been playing, because we just might read your tweets on the podcast sometimes. So, yeah, I hope you guys had a good time listening to this podcast, and we will see you next week where we will talk about gaming. So,
we don't really have
anything planned, but we're going to probably continue talking about next gen consoles. So, yeah, cue outro music here. See y'all later, guys.
Peace off.
Thank you guys for listening to episode 17 of the FPS Freaks podcast. Me and Austin had a great time putting this episode on, and we'll see you guys next week. Don't forget to check out our lovely sponsors mentioned before, and check us out on our YouTube, and write us a review on iTunes, and don't forget to blow up those hashtags, guys. See you next week. Do not back.
hip-hop.